We'll sing one more, number 32. Let's worship him in all of his majesty. Number 32. Good morning. A beautiful day as the fog is lifting and the trees are beautiful with the frost on them. Just all part of God's design and his creation, which is amazing. So a couple of announcements before we go on with our service this morning. First, today is the Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, an exciting day in our nation. I praise the Lord that we have this day. We've celebrated it for many, many years, as you know. And today we have with us Rachel Jones from Zoe Care in Yankton. So just right next door down there. And we'll be excited to hear from her during what would be the sermon time she's going to share. She's also going to do the children's time. We have a regular offering box in back there. We have an offering plate on this side at the back pew that will be our offering for Zoe Care. So if you're given there, if you just write the check to Salem Reformed Church, as usual, put it in there and we'll give one check to Zoe Care. All right? Otherwise, we have coffee hour after church in the social hall, so you're welcome to join us for that. The women of the church have their annual business meeting. That'll be after the church as well, down in the Sunday school wing. That's where they decide all where they're given to the different missions, and they do a lot. They really do. Let me see what else I need to mention. Our annual meeting, which is next Sunday, right after church, we'll have the women of the church serving dinner for all. You're all welcome to stay. We hope that most of you can also stay for the annual meeting. That's part of the reason why we have the dinner. So we'll go into the annual meeting at 12:45 is when we'll start that. I need to mention again the nominations to the Consistory and Christian Education Committee. They are Steve Pressler for elder, second term. Johnny Whale, deacon, first term. Justin Hondel, deacon, first term. And then on the Christian Ed Committee, Lee Heckenleibel for superintendent and Kevin Holsworth as assistant. Those we will vote on at the annual meeting. And of course, nominations can come from the floor. One announcement I want to make that is not in the bulletin, if maybe some of you have seen this movie, it's been out several months now. I don't know if it's been quite a year, but it's called Life Mark. It is very much a pro-life movie, and someone had bought a copy of it, a DVD copy of it, and donated it to the church. And so, is it in the library already, or it's on a desk? On my desk. Okay. Didn't mean to put you on the spot, but thank you. Thank you. Okay, it's on my desk right now. We've seen it. It's a very, very powerful movie for sure. So if you'd like to check that out, let me know. We'll get it in the library this week, I'm sure. It's called Life Mark. Okay? The rest of the announcements, I will let you read on your own as you have time to do that. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, once again, we are excited to gather here in your presence, in this sanctuary, as brothers and sisters in Christ, and certainly, Lord, we gather in the name of Jesus. You are our Lord and Savior, our King, our Redeemer, our Deliverer, our Healer. You are everything to us, and so much more. And we are blessed to be here on this day, a day that is sacred, a day in our nation that we set aside to pray for the sanctity of human life from conception on, a day that we have had for many, many years. Lord, on this day especially, we pray that hearts and minds would be turned towards you, for you are the giver of life. From conception on, you are the giver of life. Lord, forgive our nation, much of the nation, for the sin of abortion, of taking life in the womb. It's a terrible mark on our country, and we ask for that to be turned more and more. We ask for hearts and lives and minds to be opened to the truth of your word, Lord Jesus. But Lord, as we gather here, you are a holy God, and we are your people. We love to worship you and to sing your praises. So thank you for filling this sanctuary with your glorious power and your wonderful presence today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand. We'll sing our opening hymn, number 3. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. The words are on the screen. There is, if you follow the hymn book, between the 3rd and 4th verse, there's a key change there, and we're going to try that today. So there'll be a little pause between the 3rd and 4th verse. Okay, let's sing. Mercy. beautiful hymn. Thanks, Joanne, for that fourth verse. And beautiful singing to our God and Father. Please take a moment. Greet those around you before you're seated. Okay, we'll have our sharing of joys and concerns here this morning. Several things I have written down. First of all, prayers for David Herbolt's brother Lonnie. He's been in a battle with cancer and having treatment, and what day was it this week? He was airlifted up to Sioux Falls. Thursday. Yeah, so he is at McKinnon Hospital there. So prayers for Lonnie Herbolt, okay? Having a tough go with things right now. Also, Jeff and Linda Nuss's granddaughter, Hannah Mettler. This would be Matt and Jill Mettler's daughter. Hannah is in her 20s, I guess, young 20s probably, and she's done a lot of mission work. And right now with the team, they've been in Brazil for probably not too many days down there. About a week, okay. But was it Thursday or Friday? Or yesterday, Friday, somebody broke into their, I guess, was it motel room? I didn't even ask you where they were staying. Their mission place. Somebody broke in, stole the safe, the whole safe, which included all their passports and all their cash, about $3,000. So they need our prayers. It's a serious deal going on. Prayers for protection, prayers that this can be found, or however this is all going to work, okay? Some other things here. A couple surgeries tomorrow. Josh Wilcoxon is having surgery tomorrow in Yankton on his shoulder, rotator cuff, and a tendon that connects to the bicep, right? Something like that, okay? Tomorrow in Yankton. And then Brian Melhoff is having a back surgery tomorrow. Very extensive back surgery. This will be his fourth one. So that will be in Sioux Falls. Also, I'm mentioning Brian Melhoff, his wife Steph, her aunt, and this was on the prayer chain. Her aunt is not from here, but her name is Deb, and she is battling an aggressive cancer also, and they have stopped treatment for now with her. Let me see. Otherwise, Marvin, we continue to pray for Marvin. Good to see you this morning. Okay, as he's in his cancer battle. A praise report here regarding Logan Schmidt, who's one of our young men in the Navy. He's out there in California, and he received what's called the Blue Jacket of the Quarter Award in the Navy. And so what does that mean? Deb texted me, his mom. It means he is being a shining example of a 21st century sailor, embodying the Navy core values of honor, courage, and commitment. So, amen. Praise the Lord for that. Yep. God bless him there. Okay, anything else? Yes. Hallie's 18th birthday today. Happy birthday, Hallie. Register to vote, okay? Okay. Nicole Schaefer's birthday tomorrow. Not 18, but we won't ask the number. Okay, was there another? Yeah, Travis. Okay. Okay, sorry to hear that. A family up by Harrisburg lost their house in a fire. They were at a... Okay, yeah, absolutely. They were at a hockey game, so they weren't home, but prayers for that family for sure. Okay, is that... Okay, over here? There's a hand. Brantley. Kevin Holsworth's birthday is on Thursday. Happy birthday to you, Kevin. Okay. Anybody else? All right. How's your dad, Nicole? Coming along. He's out of the hospital. Goes for treatment every day for 2 weeks. Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you with these requests, prayer requests, concerns, joys. We pray certainly for this family from Harrisburg. We don't know them, but you do, Lord. And there's some sitting right here who know what it's like to lose everything in a house fire, and it's not a fun situation. So we pray for that family and thank you for love and care that will come to them from their community and many other places. We thank you that they were not hurt. We pray for Nicole's dad as he's been in the hospital but out now and still receiving treatments every day for that infection in his body. Lord, we have much to pray for. Two surgeries tomorrow, Josh Wilcoxon and Brian Melhoff. And Lord, we've prayed with both of them already, but I lift them both to you because we seek you first in all of this. You are the great physician, and we thank you for working through the surgeons and those helping with Josh as they go into his shoulder and do the repair work, with Brian as they go in through his back and do some extensive stuff on the spine there to repair things, stenosis and whatever else it is. We thank you for the wisdom that you've given to medical science. And we know, and I pray that they know, it all comes from you and from you alone. So help that to go well tomorrow, and we pray for a good recovery for both of these individuals. We pray for Hannah Mettler and her team down there in Brazil. Pretty devastating thing to have a break-in and lose your passports and all the cash that they had. But Lord, you are greater than all, and they are there doing your work and telling people about you, Jesus. So we ask for you to give your angels charge over them. We pray that you just lift up their hearts and their spirits, and as your word says, that you cause all things to work together for good for those who love you and who are called according to your purpose. And so we pray for those passports to be either found or through the embassy to be replaced, however that works. Lord, we lift it to you. We pray for their needs, the financial needs that they have. We just ask for your working in all of their lives and guard them in all that they do, Father, there in Brazil, in Jesus' name. For Steph Melhoff's aunt, Deb, we pray for her in that cancer battle. We pray for Lonnie Herbolt up there in Sioux Falls after a tough, tough turn of events this week. We pray for Marvin. Thank you that he's coming along better each day through his treatments. We pray for many others listed in the bulletin, and there's some unspoken ones sitting here this morning who are dealing with some cancer issues, and you know them each by name. And we ask for your healing power in them. Lord, for those, another unspoken individual who's struggling with some very great emotional, mental struggles, we pray your healing in that situation, Father. You have made us so complex. Fearfully and wonderfully you've made us. And you know us inside and out, and you are able and willing to be our healer, and we thank you for it. For Logan Schmidt in the Navy, thank you for this award. Such an honor, as he's just a year or so, whatever it is, into the Navy, and we just thank you for that, for blessing him. As we pray for Logan, we pray for all of our troops. We have many in our congregation active in the Guards, some in full-time, Travis in the Navy full-time, Corbin Auk full-time in the Army, and many, Lord, as I said, in the Guards. We thank you for all of them. Keep them safe wherever they are around our world. On that, we pray for our first responders, all that they do. We pray for our highway workers, for state and county, and as they've had to deal with a lot of snow. We pray for all those that have to work outside in this, in their factories, clearing it, those that have livestock to deal with all the complications of it, those that will soon be starting calving and lambing in the midst of it. Father, just give them wisdom, give them strength in all of this. We pray for our nation and our state, asking you for revival, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Much to pray about today. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5 says, "The word of the Lord came to me, saying," this is the prophet Jeremiah, "before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." One verse among many that speak to us about life as it begins in the womb. We'll sing the Lord's Prayer this morning instead of the doxology, so if you would stand, please. Our Father, which art in thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for such a beautiful prayer that you've given to us to sing, to pray, to use as a pattern for our prayer lives, filled with power. Lord, as we bring our offerings and tithes here today, as we give extra offerings for Zoe Care and the ministry that you've called them to do, we thank you for this opportunity to speak hope and life to young couples that find themselves usually in hard situations where they maybe think there's no way out or no other opportunity or no other alternative. But you've raised up this ministry in Yankton, and we thank you for it. Bless Rachel and all that work with her there and all that they do, the sacrifices that they make. And we pray that we can be a blessing to this ministry, that you would multiply these gifts many times over, Lord, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Father, we confess our faith together through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the one holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Rachel, if you want to come, and the children, please, for the Kingdom Kids time.
I am the person that is going to teach you today. Yes, good morning. Oh, there are so many kids. You all going to fit on the steps here? Some room over here. All right, good morning. My name is Rachel. Hey, guys, you want to come up here? I have a really important story to talk to you guys about. All right, so we are going to talk about one. Well, actually, it's the very first story that happens in the Bible. Who knows what happens in Genesis 1, first story? Do you know? Adam and Eve. Even before that, I'm going to go. Before Adam and Eve, what happens? What?
The world.
God creates the world. Yes. So in Genesis 1, the world is just dark and void, and there is nothing there. And then God speaks, and he creates everything. My paper's upside down. All right, so he creates the sun, the moon, the stars. He creates the plants and the oceans. He creates all of the animals that live in the oceans and all the animals that live on the land. And so he goes through many days of creating. And at the end of each day, he looks out at what he made. He looks at the sun and he says, that's good. He looks at the animals and he says, yep, that's good.
And dolphins.
Dolphins, yes. He looks at dolphins and he says, good, for sure.
And then
he creates one more thing. Do you guys know what the last thing he makes is?
Yeah.
How about you up there? People. He makes humans.
He made two humans.
And
they're going to get married and make two more kids.
Yes. That's further along in the story, though. We're still in Genesis 1 here. So we're going to read Genesis 1:27. It said, so God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. Okay, so then he makes humans. And at the end of that day, he looks out and he sees all of his creation, and he does not say, that's good. He says something different and special after he makes humans. He looks and he says, that is very good. Yes, he thinks that they are very good creation. And so here, you've already mentioned, I was going to ask you guys, what are some of your favorite things that God has created? So I was going to say, what is your favorite animal? I'm going to guess dolphin.
Deer.
Deer?
No.
No?
I mean, yes.
Yeah. Okay, what's your favorite animal? Horse? What's yours?
Dog.
Dog? Okay, how about, does anybody have a favorite food? Yes. Lasagna. Whoo, that's one of my favorites. How about up over there? Flower shirt. Yes.
Pizza.
Pizza. Yep. What's your favorite?
Ice cream and SpaghettiOs.
Ice cream. And how about you way back there? What's your favorite food? Ice cream. And then one more I'm going to ask, what is your favorite color? Because God even created, you created all of the colors. Jean jacket.
Rainbow.
Rainbow. Just all of them. You love all the colors. Yes. Okay, how about you? Favorite color?
Green.
Yes, like the green grass. Oh, green just makes me so happy. Okay, so you guys can put your hands down. And now I'm going to say, did you know that after creating everything, God had a favorite too? And his favorite is you. And you. And you. And each child sitting here. And me. And everyone behind me. He looks at all of his creation, and his favorite is you. And so when you see green, you get so excited. If you get something green that is the best, that is how God feels when he looks at you. He is so excited because you are his favorite. And when you find out, did you love lasagna? When you find out your mom is making lasagna for supper, do you just feel so excited That is how God feels when he thinks about you, because you are his favorite. That is what it means to be made in the image of God. We are his most special creation. We're not like plants. We're not like animals. We are special, and we're made in the image of God, created to have a relationship with God.
Do you know one plant is alive?
All the plants are alive in a way. I'm going to keep going, though.
Because it's a fly trap
plant. Mm-hmm. God created some of the most unique, special plants. Yes, it's amazing. So we are going to read Psalm 139 soon. And in that psalm, it tells us that God knit you together in your mother's womb. And so before you were born, as you were still like a tiny, tiny baby and your parents were getting ready for your birth, God was there and he saw you and he knew you. He knew your name. He knew what your favorite color and what your favorite food was going to be. And he loved you, and he already had a calling and a purpose for your life.
Some are animals pass away, but I think they're great with God.
Mm-hmm. And so even when God was with you before you were born, he's also with you today. He's with you when you're having a happy moment, and when you're having a sad moment, and when you're having a boring moment. He is there walking with you every moment. And so I have a gift for you today. So I brought something that you guys can take and bring home with you. And this is a very, very little baby. And so it's hard to believe, but one time you were this big. And when you were this big, when you were still growing and being formed before you were even born, God saw you and he knew you. And that's the same today. He sees you and he knows you. And so I hope every time you see this baby, if you take it home, you're going to remember how special and uniquely you're made. That you are God's favorite, and his eyes are on you. They're on you then, and they're on you today. And he's walking with you every day. So before you guys go back to your seats, you can come and you can have a baby to bring home. Man, I don't have purple.
Thank you, Rachel, for doing that. While the kids are going back to their seats, let's sing this number 92. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, Before I call Rachel up, I want to read a part of Psalm 139. This will be verses 13 through 18. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Amen. And of course, the psalm goes on. That's all I'm going to read for now. So Rachel, if you would come forward, please. We're happy to have you here with us today.
All right. Hello. Good morning. I'm going to find somewhere to put my water on the floor. There we go. There we go. All right. Good morning. Your pastor has already mentioned a couple of times that today is a special day in the calendar year. This is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. And this is actually the 39th Sanctity of Human Life Sunday that has been recognized by our nation. However, it is the first time that we have ever celebrated Sanctity of Human Life Sunday in a post-Roe v. Wade America. And so this is a really exciting time to just address the sanctity of human life and what can we do to honor human life and to protect it. And so thank you so much for inviting me to come and to worship alongside you guys this morning. I'm really, really honored to be here. So I believe we are going to be talking about the most important topic facing us in our world today. Because while many issues are important, not all issues carry the same moral weight. Some issues just matter more. When we address the sanctity of human life, I believe that that has the ability to change the way that you view all of life and impact every area of your life, relationally and politically and spiritually. So I already kind of read it with the children, but just starting out, I want to read a verse from Genesis 1 that talks about the creation of mankind. And so it's Genesis 1, 26 and 27. And it says, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our own image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.' So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them, and God blessed them." The Bible teaches us that humans are created in the image of God. This sets humankind apart from every other aspect of God's creation. When God creates the sun, the moon, the oceans, at the end of each day, he looks and he sees and he says, "It is good." But after he creates man, he looks over his creation, and now he says, "It is very good." Man, created in the image and likeness of God, is very good. Because we are created in the image of God, each human life has infinite value. When we look around the room today, we see fellow image bearers, each endowed with infinite worth from our Creator. Even now, you can look around the room. You may notice that throughout this group of people, we have a lot of differences. We have differences in age and race and intellect. Our families look different. We each possess a different skill set. And yet, we are all united by our human nature. We are all a part of the human race and fellow image bearers of our God. Within the scientific community, there is actually very little debate about when human life begins. Nearly all textbooks and scientific journals will agree human life begins at conception. However, there is much debate regarding the unborn, whether or not these little humans who we know and understand to be human, whether or not they have value. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade last summer, the issue of the right to life is on the minds and the hearts of many. Our society tries to tell us that not all humans have equal value or an equal right to life. During the nearly 50 years under Roe v. Wade, more than 60 million human lives were lost to the violence of abortion. Every day in our country, there are more than 2,500 fellow image bearers, our brothers and sisters in the human race, who will lose their lives to abortion. If we accept the premise that not all human life has value, we also begin to see other people groups lose their value and their right to life. 9 out of every 10 unborn babies who are diagnosed with Down syndrome will be aborted. We see euthanasia and physician-assisted suicide on the rise. Teen suicide rates are soaring, as suicide is now the second leading cause of death in teens and young adults. Right in our Yankton community, in the past 2 months, we have seen 3 teen suicides. This is happening in our community and in our neighborhoods. Our young people need to hear a message that all life is valuable, so that they can understand that their lives are valuable. They need to hear that their bodies are good and valuable and worth protecting. They need to learn that they were created with a purpose in the image of God. We are not here by accident. God has a calling and a plan on each of our lives. Pastor read Psalm 139 for us. The psalm gives us a picture of how dearly we are loved by a heavenly Father. He knew us before we were born. He knew all of our days. He knew our name. He knew our natures. His eyes were on us as we were being formed and developed in the womb. It also tells us how dearly we are loved right now. There is nowhere we can go to escape his presence. He is with us all of our days. I think the last phrase that Pastor read was, "When I awake, I'm still with you." Every day we wake up, he's right there. Regarding the value of human life, the Bible also commands us to love our neighbor. Regarding the value of human life, I believe this means that we extend love and support to women when they are experiencing an unplanned pregnancy. We look into that situation and we see both the mother and her unborn baby as having infinite value. Many women will buy into the lie that abortion is necessary for them to be successful, when in reality, it does not fix any of the hurdles standing in their path. It does not guarantee a college degree, a successful career, or freedom from addiction. Most relationships will fall apart following an abortion. It ends the pregnancy, but leaves a woman in the same dysfunction, abuse, addiction, or poverty that she was experiencing prior to her pregnancy. But praise the Lord, there are positive alternatives to abortion. And I am so thankful that this church is excited to celebrate the value of human life and just give access to those options. So Zoe Care is a pregnancy center located right in Yankton. All of our services are free and confidential. Our patients are equipped with the education and resources that they need to make an informed decision regarding their pregnancy. There is no judgment, there is no shaming, just an honest conversation and a hand extended that says, "We will be there for her." Loving our neighbor looks like providing for her physical, mental, and emotional needs, helping her to complete her high school education or earn a college degree, or simply helping her to balance her checkbook and find stable housing. Loving her means that we help the woman struggling with substance abuse to go to treatment, and then we hold her accountable on her road to recovery. The support offered by Zoe Care lasts for years. We offer our clients points that can be used in our baby boutique every time they attend an appointment, visit the doctor, or go to church. For one of our clients, this meant going back to school to earn her degree in psychology. She began taking online courses and taking advantage of the extra baby supplies she could earn along the way. She found the encouragement she needed to take this step from the client advocates at Zoe Care. She now had a community who believed in her and supported her. When she was struggling in her English class, we tutored her, and we turned her Zoe Care appointments into a time where she could receive coaching and help editing her papers. Very soon, this client is going to graduate with her college degree. This was made possible not because she had access to reproductive health, but because she had access to hope and encouragement and people who believed she could be successful as both a mother and a college student. Loving our neighbor means that we provide women with a safe place to feel afraid and express their fears. An unplanned pregnancy is scary, but we also give them the opportunity to make an informed decision and the opportunity to understand the life that they carry within their body. We recently had a young woman visit Zoe Care. She had already taken 3 pregnancy tests at home and was in shock and denial about her pregnancy. During her intake, she stated that she was unsure what she was going to do. Her and her boyfriend had discussed it, and they had decided it was probably not a good time for them to have a baby. When her pregnancy test in the clinic came back positive, she was eager to receive an ultrasound and find out how far along her pregnancy was. Our nurse, Laura, placed that ultrasound probe on this woman's abdomen, and immediately we could see her growing baby. It was just one of the most beautiful ultrasound pictures we've ever had, a beautiful profile. You could see baby's nose and face, its hands and feet. This baby was active, it was moving and kicking. This patient, she just let out an and then cried throughout the rest of her ultrasound scan as she watched her baby on the screen. At the end of the appointment, we again asked her, what did she plan to do regarding her pregnancy? And she stated, well, that is my baby. I could never terminate. She had the opportunity to see her unborn baby, a little human, a little image bearer of God with infinite worth, valuable and worth protecting. So one of the first questions that comes to mind when someone is introduced to Zoe Care is, why the name Zoe Care? What does this name mean? So we have a theme verse for our ministry, and that is John 10:10. Jesus is talking in this verse, and he says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. And so many of you are already aware we are in a spiritual battle, and we have an enemy who is seeking to steal, kill, and destroy. He is hoping to steal hope and joy. He is attempting to destroy families and marriage and even the concept of marriage. And he wants to destroy human life. Humans are created in the image of God, and he can't stand it. However, Jesus came that we may have life. So at Zoe Care, we get to stand in the gap and offer a message of hope and life to every person who comes through our door. This is not just being alive, but abundant life. The kind of life that comes from knowing Jesus as your Savior, a life that is full of forgiveness and freedom and hope. Our desire is that every pregnant woman would, of course, choose life for her baby, and every baby would have the opportunity to be born. But so much more than this, we want to see people encounter a living Savior who is offering abundant life. The clients that come to Zoe Care are often carrying wounds from childhood trauma and abuse. They have no idea how they will parent their baby, as they have received no parenting themselves. Many of our clients don't have support from the father of their baby, and they feel very alone. Our client advocates have the opportunity to offer a listening ear, education, and prayer to these clients. We get to offer them a totally different message than the world, and many times this is the first time a client has heard, she is valuable, she is fearfully and wonderfully made and dearly loved. We get to share that her baby is not an accident and her child is not illegitimate, but her child has a heavenly father who dearly loves it and has a plan for that baby's life. Through the investment that we're making into these clients' lives, they are learning a completely new way to parent and to have a family, and we are impacting their lives today and for generations to come. Many of our clients are also open and even eager to hear the gospel message. They look forward to receiving prayer. This past year, we saw 4 clients accept Jesus as their Savior for the first time. Others are rededicating their lives or growing in the faith that they had when they were a child. This is abundant life. Seeing clients move from just trying to survive under the feelings of defeat and loneliness to thriving. We see them embrace their role as mother with pride, with a new understanding of how important this job is, equipped and empowered to make healthy decisions for themselves and their children. Zoe Care first opened in July of 2020. We are still a new organization, but we are growing rapidly. This fall, we began a sexual integrity program for youth groups. Our goal is to invest in this next generation and to teach them to value and respect their bodies and purity. We are teaching them that God has a plan and a purpose for their lives and that purity is worth fighting for. This spring, we are also launching our first abortion recovery Bible study. We want to offer a message of forgiveness and redemption and hope. And so if you are in this room and you have experienced an abortion, just know there is no shame, there is no condemnation coming from me or I think this church or Zoe Care, but there's so much forgiveness and hope. And so don't carry the weight of that any longer. Jesus wants to set you free. And so we are going to be investing in women who have been hurt in the past. I also have really big news today, and lucky you, this is the first time I have been able to share this announcement publicly. Even before we opened our Yankton clinic, when we were just in the planning stages, the Zoe Care leadership team felt called to minister to the community of Vermilion. With the college campus there and the very liberal culture that is there, also their proximity to the Sioux City Planned Parenthood, we knew that there was a great, great need for life-affirming options in the Vermilion community. Over the past 2.5 years, we've been taking steps, we've been building relationships, and now we are preparing to launch a mobile clinic that will be parked across the street from the University of South Dakota campus. Students on the USD campus will now have the option to receive life-affirming care during their pregnancies. Our goal is to have the clinic up and running before the beginning of the fall semester in August. So I want to close today with a challenge for you. I urge you today to use your position and the influence that God has given you in your community to speak out boldly and clearly regarding the value of human life. Don't get me wrong, I understand that this is an incredibly intimidating topic. I know that there are excuses and reasons why you may shy away from addressing this. When God first called me to lead the ministry of Zoe Care, I had so many excuses and reasons why I thought I was not the right person. My husband and I, we've been blessed with 4 sons. And when I first felt the Holy Spirit inviting me to start a pregnancy center, our sons were 5 and 3, and then we had twins, and they were 9 months old. I thought, there's no way, I am so busy as a mom. Also, I already have a job that I love. Also, I've never led anything or worked in the nonprofit realm. However, when the Holy Spirit invites you to do something, when God calls you to be obedient in something, it is so much better to say yes. I had all of the reasons why I should sit back and lay low and stay in my safe zone. But I am so, so thankful that I stepped out in faith. And as soon as I put a yes in my heart, God provided everything that I needed. And so if you will boldly step out in proclaiming the sanctity and the value of human life, God's going to provide you with the words and with everything you need to have those hard conversations. So today, He isn't probably calling you to quit your job and open a nonprofit. But I believe it is possible He could be calling you to have conversations with family members or coworkers regarding the value of human life. Maybe He's calling you to volunteer for Zoe Care or to give towards our mission. We are always in need of more volunteers. And we have a great need for donations as we are hoping to raise $125,000 to launch the clinic in Vermilion. Mainly, my hope today is that you're going to leave this service carrying a conviction about the sanctity of all human life. I hope that you will see an image bearer who has infinite value when you look at your spouse, your children, your coworkers. The homeless man walking alongside the street, he has infinite value. The unborn baby and his pregnant mother, they both have infinite value. Your neighbor who disagrees with your political views, he has infinite value. And each of these individuals is worthy of dignity and respect. I pray that this message has caused a stirring in your heart, that you would be unable to stand back or remain quiet while you know that every day the lives of the unborn are on the line. William Wilberforce once said, "A private faith that does not act in the face of oppression is no faith at all." Now is the time to have courage. I believe if the church can find its voice and find the courage to live out our values, we have the opportunity to shift culture and provide protection for all human life. Let's make the church a safe place where women can go when faced with an unplanned pregnancy. Let's make the church a place of healing. Let's bless and protect the lives within our community and boldly proclaim the gospel of forgiveness and hope. It is at this moment, when the darkness feels so dark and so heavy, that the light of Jesus and our message of hope has the opportunity to shine brightest. Thank you. Is my mic still on? Oh, it is. Okay. So we moved to a brand new location this summer. It's a building that we had been praying for about 2.5 years, and suddenly the Lord opened a door where we could move into a clinic. So if you're familiar with the Yankton community, we are just off of 21st Street, really close to Frying Pan, right behind the Upsall Costell Funeral Home, kind of right behind Dollar Tree as well. So it's a little bit private. It's just off the main drag, but you can see our sign from the main street. It's a clinic building. It's so beautiful and professional. We moved in and started offering services the 1st of June, and every month since then, we've seen at least a 50% increase in clients that we're serving since moving to that building. So, yes, thank you.
Thank you. Amen. What an amazing report. What an amazing ministry. Praise the Lord. And how exciting for the campus there, USD in Vermilion, to open up that. So Rachel, I think, is going to stay for coffee hour. Is that still okay? Yep. So if you wanted to visit with her out there, you can. Again, the offering plate there on the back on my left is the offering for Zoe Care. Checks can just be made to the church. If you forgot about it today or you didn't know about it and you want to send something in or bring something by this week, that's also great. Thank you so much for all you're doing. Let's pray and then we'll sing the last hymn. Heavenly Father, your love for us is truly incredible. We thank you for raising up these ministries. We know much about the Alpha Center in Sioux Falls and the work that they have done for years in this regard. And now to have a ministry very similar in Yankton, we thank you for Rachel, her husband and family, for all that work and volunteer at Zoe Care, for answering your call, and even now reaching out to Vermilion. How amazing that is, Lord God. We pray that you provide for their needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, and that you work through us as a local congregation to help along. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Our closing hymn, if you want to stand, is number 358. 358, I thought, well, the second verse starts out, "How sweet to hold a newborn baby." So, part of the reason. But because he lives, whatever you're facing today, because he lives, you can face tomorrow. 358. Receive the benediction, and now may the Lord go with you. May he go ahead of you to guide you, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you his peace. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Remember coffee hour, ladies, if you're going to that meeting and want to scoot out first to get a treat from the line there of coffee hour, you're welcome to do that. Thanks, Joanne, for the beautiful music. Thank you.